USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on the coronavirus in the United States from the White House. President Trump says,
hopefully we're going to be opening up. We can call it opening very, 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 very soon, I hope.
Correspondent Robin Walensky has more.
President Trump talking about the U.S. economy during the daily White House coronavirus briefing.
Well, I think the economy is going to do very well. Now, that's just my feeling.
And President Trump updating us on the health of the British Prime Minister.
Boris Johnson, Prime Minister, has been moved out of intensive care. That's a tremendous statement. That's a very, very positive development.
Shining a light on healthcare heroes fighting the pandemic, landmarks across the nation will take part in a lighted blue event tonight. One way to show gratitude for essential workers dedicated to fighting coronavirus. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I attribute your products to keeping me cold-free. I've been on it for at least 2 years. I have not had a cold since, nor have I ever had flu, and my health is good. So I attribute that to my good health. The product is excellent.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Nearly a year after fire ravaged France's Notre Dame Cathedral, the House of Worship held a Good Friday service today. Just 7 people were there, though, as a result of the pandemic. The state of Maryland releases data that many say proves there are racial disparities when it comes to the cases and deaths from the virus in that state. Angela Alsobrooks is the county executive in Prince George's County.
Because it is not just a data point that black and brown and disimpoverished and poor people suffer disproportionately with health crises. It is a reality.
Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan says the disparities are troubling, and they point to a persistent public health challenge that he says must be addressed. But Hogan also notes the data that's been released so far does not reflect all of the coronavirus cases in the state, since private labs are not required to report a person's race. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Amazon says it's now taking additional steps to try to slow the spread of COVID-19 by building its own lab to test workers for the virus. Officials gathering equipment, hoping to start the screening soon. The tech giant has been criticized over its handling of the pandemic with its employees. Some of them saying there's been a shortage of masks and other protective equipment. More than 60 warehouses have confirmed cases. Most Americans now say they'll probably take a pass on attending any sporting events until a COVID-19 vaccine is developed. A Seton Hall sports poll finds 72% of Americans they surveyed said they would stay home until there is a vaccine. That number drops to 61% by people who describe themselves as sports fans. Among all Americans, 12% said they would be open to attending a game so long as social distancing can be maintained. And Netflix has something coming for viewers who just can't get enough of Tiger King. It's an after show called The Tiger King and I. It's set to debut this Sunday. It'll showcase new interviews with some of the people in the show that's gone viral during the coronavirus pandemic especially. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.